Alrighty. Welcome to the Windows and Productivity Track overview. We'll just go through the details of what will be included in both. My name is Paul Christensen. I'm a Windows TSP. I work with enterprise, public sector, and government on deploying Windows 10, deployment strategy, security, etc.
Mario? I'm Mario Tavanian. I'm a technical specialist with Office 365 and productivity.
So on the Windows track, we have 19 sessions covering Windows, Windows as a service, security, deployments. On the Windows 10, we now have Windows as a service. A lot of the organizations we work with is still struggling a bit with having to continuously update over time. At the moment, we're looking at a 6 to 8 months refresh cycle in Windows 10. The primary reason for that is security. Attackers get more and more creative, so we need to make sure that we upgrade the OS to have the latest defenses. Michael Niehaus will go through the deployment, how to do it. There's other sessions going through the deployment strategies around being part of the insider programs, having CB and CBB inside the organizations. Then we have Jack Moran. He's going to be presenting on post-breach security. We have Windows Defender, and we all acknowledge that Defender was not always the world's greatest antivirus and anti-malware application. But today, we spend more than $1 billion in security across the stack, and Defender is definitely part of that. So when you look at the different statistics, we are up with the other ones. It's free, it's included. So here the sessions will be focused on the post-breach. So in Microsoft, we acknowledge that we can't build the walls high enough to keep everyone out of our networks. There's too many entry points, devices. We all use personal devices to get into Microsoft documents, network paths, etc. So there's a lot of passes into Microsoft. We can't always keep people out. So now the trick is, what do we do when we do have someone inside our network? And that is where the advanced threat protection come in. So go and see, that's quite cool. We have Craig Astley from Corp coming down, telling all the latest and greatest on Windows in education. Then we have Rocky and Lars presenting on HoloLens, first entry to development for the HoloLens, and Lars will then take that a step further for the next steps in HoloLens development. Very cool sessions. Citrix will be presenting on their Zen app and Zen desktop. They just purchased, acquired Unidesk, and they'll show on what benefits come through that partnership there. We will have Jeffrey on IoT showing some of the cool projects that he's working on. And we'll have Rohan presenting on Surface devices. If you're keen, we down in the expo room, we have all the different Surface devices. We have the Surface Hub. If you haven't played with a Hub before, see how you can collaborate on two Hub devices. It's very cool. Go down and have a try. And there's also the HoloLens down there, so you can go down and book in for a HoloLens session if you want. So just to go through the different sessions per day, today we have Bill Karagounis just after this session. So as soon as this session finishes, we'll hurry down there. He will go through level 100, 200 in Windows 10. So he will show all the latest features, what we have in the anniversary release today. And we'll show some of the next generation for the creators update, what that is bringing with it across features and security. Michael Niehaus will then show on what is new in Windows 10 deployments. For Wednesday, we have our diversity and inclusion breakfast. Feel free, if you're up early, go and attend it. There's always some great speakers down there. I only showed Michelle, but there's a whole range of speakers, so great session there. Oren will show how to manage and be running Ubuntu Bash and Windows subsystems for Linux. And we have Zach Dorek. He's going to show Upgrade Analytics. So Upgrade Analytics is a tool that can not only get you from 7.8.8.1 to Windows 10, but also when you're going from 10 to 10. So as you know, we had the anniversary release, which is currently CBB. soon we will have the Kratos update. And how do you get from anniversary to Kratos update? There could still be some issues there. So we have a free tool called Upgrade Analytics, which is quite cool. Introduction from Rocky to the HoloLens. Bill is going to show the insider program. How many in here are insiders? Yeah. Oh, there's quite a few. The cool thing about the insider program is you'll have access to the next generation of the operating system. So right now, if you're insider today, you already have access to Kratos update. The Kratos update have gone code complete. So that is what it's going to look and feel like, and what you're seeing today. But we are just finishing up all the improvements in there. But if you're looking at the Kratos update, it's code complete. And as soon as we get that out, of course, we'll then look at the next version of Windows 10. And if you have listened to any of the other Windows 10 sessions previously, that is where, when you're looking at your deployment strategy, you want to have insider. You want to have insider within your organization. You want to have someone current branch and then current branch for business. Niehaus is going to expand on the customizing a Windows 10 image. Jake Warren is going to do the post-breach. Very cool. So if you look at security today in Windows 10, in the anniversary release 16.07, we can identify and highlight risk within your organization to you, but we can't take any actions on it, so we can only recommend you. But in the Kratos update, we'll now have different sensors and different process killers. So we can go, if you have a threat within your organization, you can go and isolate the process, the application, and you can even isolate a device. And that is across your network. So if you have 10 devices which is compromised with the same one, you can isolate those in an instant. Then Jeffrey is going to show some of the IoT projects they have. It's a bit of a late session, but it's definitely worth staying back for. Thursday, we'll have Blair, how you co-create in the Insider program. We'll have Lars Klint, a fellow Danish person, showing the next steps in HoloLens development. Very cool session. Rohan is going to go through managing and deploying Surface devices with Windows 10. There is some new cool functionality you definitely want to go and have a look at. Then Jake Moran and I will show a demo on how to deploy Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection. And Jake will actually do most of the work. I am just there to make sure in the end, I would like to work with you guys on who is interested in deploying, how can we accelerate your deployment. And if we need to, we will bring in partners to make sure that everything works perfectly. Then Citrix will show a cool presentation on how to get to Windows 10 using Synapse and Zen Desktop. Greg Astley will go and show us some of the innovations we have in the education space. We see on an average about 26 to 35% test score improvements for students who are using multiple inputs and devices. And it's purely based on the inputs on the devices. So very cool stuff there. And of course, Alan will show on using Edge in the enterprise. By the end of the week, by Friday, what my hope is that you'll be walking away with being ready to deploy Windows and the Windows security stack within your organization. I also hope that you will have engaged with one of the Windows TSPs. So the Windows TSP team is now bigger in Australia. We have five in Australia, and they'll be down at the expo. Go and find them. They can help you with any technical issues, technical questions, if you have looking at deploying, how to have a deployment strategy. Ian? No. But go down and find them. And lastly, for the speakers who are left here, I was hoping, could you kindly stand up? So when you walk around the different sessions and you see any of the speakers, please do reach out and ask them any questions. So we have Jeffrey, IoT. Zach here, he is Upgrade Analytics, and Jake is Windows Defender Advanced Threat Protection. So any technical questions, in-depth questions, is for these guys.
Okay. So now for productivity in office. So we're going to have 24 breakout sessions at this event. We're going to have 30-plus speakers from Redmond, from specialists locally, MVPs and partners. We're going to be covering developer content, IT pro content, telephony, and of course deployment. We're also going to have some hands-on labs at the Learning Zone, so you can go and actually try this stuff in real life. We've got the speakers at the showcase, so after each session, the speakers will be at the showcase to answer any questions. They'll hang around there for a while, as well as demos at the showcase. So if you want to see this in action as well, come and speak to us. We're going to be there to answer any questions. So all up in the productivity track, we're going to be covering Office, Skype, SharePoint, Exchange, Groups, Teams, Yammer, some components of Azure as well. So there's a lot going on in this track, and I think it's one of the biggest tracks that we've got at this event. So tomorrow we'll start off with a developer session with Amir, who's going to talk about enterprise bots and how to interact with your enterprise data using bots. Then we'll have a session with Justin Morris from Modality, who's going to be covering cloud PBX and what his experience has been in deploying telephony with 365. He's also got a customer that he's going to be presenting with and talking about their experience with deploying the cloud PBX. Then on Wednesday morning, we're going to start with Michael Richards, who's a local specialist. He's going to be covering, he's going to be doing two sessions on security and compliance, one tomorrow morning and then one on Thursday Thursday afternoon. So it's going to be a part one and part two. He's going to be covering baseline security in this one and then a more advanced security in the second one. We've got Alistair and Quinn who are talking about transformation with 365. He's going to be covering roadmap in that session as well. So he'll be talking about what we've currently got and what we're going to have in the future in 365. We've also got a session by Mimecast in terms of reducing risk with 365. And then we've got Yoni from FastTrack, who's a Microsoft partner, who's going to be talking about connecting with 365. What are the different connectivity options, WAN options, internet? He has some solutions in terms of different connectivity options using his network and that integrate with our network too. Next up, we've got Dux and Blair talking about Office Groups, Office 365 Groups, SharePoint, Yammer, Teams, Skype, you know, when do I use which one? There are tools that overlap. There's some confusion as to what tool should be used when. He's going to try and clear some of that up. And then we've got Mark and Brian, who are PFEs, are Premier Field Engineers from the Premier side of the business. They're going to be talking about PowerShell and Azure Automation. So how to provision, deprovision, how to manage your 365 environment through PowerShell and automate a lot of those functions, because most of it is repetitive and it's not something you want to be doing in UI. And then we've got John Liu, who's going to be covering Azure Functions, so how to integrate Azure and 365 to get automation happening within the servers, and that's a developer-focused content. After that, it's a big day on tomorrow. We've got 13 sessions all up. Dave from Redmond is going to be covering Microsoft Graph and Planner and how we use Graph to integrate with Planner and get the most out of Planner. Then we've got a session with Dave and Igor from K2, talking about integration of K2 with Office 365. Then we move on to Office 365 Groups with Christoph, who is also from Redmond. He's going to be covering off what's new, what's in the roadmap, what are our plans with integration across that collaboration suite. We've also got a session with StorageCraft, who are going to talk about recovery solutions with 365 and the integration options that they have. Then we've got another dev session with Charles and Martin, who are going to be covering Power Apps and how to develop an app without writing code. Power Apps is an application add-on we've got to 365, which allows non-developers to write applications and connect back to data sources within 365. And then last up for tomorrow, we've got Alistair and Quinn talking about the life cycle of Office products and what does it mean when an Office product comes to end of life for browser, for Pro Plus, how to deal with that. He's going to give you some timelines as to how we're thinking about the process there. Then on Thursday, we're going to kick off with Steve and Angus from Redmond again, who are going to be covering the Yammer roadmap, what we're doing currently, what our plans are, and what the integration is going to be across the collaboration platform. We've got a so Ash is doing a session on Visio and integration with across the business. Then we've got Dux on success with 365 and deploying for success. He's going to talk about their experiences from an AvPoint point of view in terms of what how they're seeing success. We've got a 365 group session with Elaine, and then Michael's session again, his follow-up session on advanced security, where he's going to cover ASM or advanced security management, ATP, advanced threat protection, and some governance with 365. We've got Anton delivering a session on Skype tools. So what are the tools you have available to manage your Skype tenant? And Kay and Stephen talking about notes from the field. What have they learned from the 50-plus Yammer implementations that they've been part of? In-depth learning that they bring to the table. This is a session that we did at Ignite, and we thought we'd repeat it because it had really good feedback there. And then we've got James and Justin from ICOM who are doing Skype video. What are the options? What's available? How have they seen integration? They've got some examples of customer stories there as well. And then to finish up on Friday, we've got two sessions. Mark's doing one on Power BI Flow and Project, how they integrate and how they're building solutions from a partner perspective on those three technologies, as well as on 365. And then we finish with Peter from the services side of the business, who talks about adoption and success and how are they achieving success and getting the most out of a customer's investment in Office 365. Following on from that, I've got three resources to share with you. So we've got blogs at office.com. So news on Office 365 is at blogs. We've got fasttrack.office.com for deployment assistance. So go there to get the most out of your deployment, get the help you need, so you'll have a team aligned to your team, which will assist you with the deployment of 365. And lastly, we've got the roadmap content available as well, where you can go and see what we've currently got in plans and what we've got in the future. And that's all from me, so back to you, Paul.
Thank you. So lastly, to find more resources, we also have Channel 9. So for the sessions, there's a lot of sessions, and we can't be in two places in one time. Go to Channel 9, have a look at the other sessions. For the applications, download trials. You can do that from here, get all the applications, the OS for testing. And then for free online training, we have the Academy. And lastly, fill in your emails quickly, and you potentially could win a seat at the Spark after party. Apparently, there's some very cool drones that you all get to play with there. So fill in your emails. And lastly, and I do apologize, I have to run after this session down to another presentation. But if you need, I'm around the whole week, so chase me down somewhere. And my email and Mario's email is available here as well.
Yeah, I'll be around after the session to answer any questions. Of course, you can come to the showcase later on to ask any questions as well.
We're a bit short. Yeah, so we have a little bit of time here. Any questions you might have on, at least on the productivity and Windows track, on any questions you might want to have answered, and we can guide you which sessions you want to go to? No? Oh. So the question was, is there any general Windows performance sessions? So performance as in, so you want to fine-tune Windows 10? So you can go to the customization, and that will go through how do you do the, I'm not completely sure if we go down in that details, but you can export your start menu XML and import that will go through the deployment one. So chase me down and I can find you the right resources. Any other questions? No? Alrighty. You're going to have 13 minutes.